In presidential politics, candidates tend to focus on winning individual states. There's New Hampshire, with its first-in-the-nation primary, or populous Pennsylvania, with its prize of 21 electoral votes. Commentator and political consultant Jay Bryant says that going state by state makes sense up to a point.
Back in the old days, when I was learning the politics trade out on the Illinois prairies, there was one small downstate county that was considered a statewide bellwether. It had voted for the winning candidate for all statewide elected officials for something like, I don't know, maybe 100 elections in a row. This was Montgomery County. Population then, 30,260. Population now, 30,462. That's 202 more people in 30 years, which may suggest that not much has changed in Montgomery County. Not at the polls, anyway. It voted for the winners in all six statewide elections in 2002. There was a joke that went around back in the 1970s that one eager Montgomery County resident, learning of the uncanny ability of his county to vote with a winner, decided to run for state auditor and spent all his time and money right there in his own political backyard. He carried Montgomery, but was shocked to learn that he'd received virtually no votes in the rest of the state and finished dead last. Senator Bob Graham of Florida seems to be running for president on the Montgomery County strategy. Everyone knows that the 2000 election was decided in Florida, so when Graham announces himself as being from the electable wing of the Democratic Party, it isn't hard to figure out that he's talking about being from Florida. Now, the difference between a county and a state in this context is the existence of the Electoral College. In presidential elections, we have a state-by-state winner-take-all system. A lot of people don't like this, but if you think the post-2000 election brouhaha in Florida was disconcerting, remember that if we didn't have the Electoral College, a razor-thin election like that would have meant Florida-style recounts and legal maneuvers on a national basis, with every hanging chad from Maine to Hawaii being held up to the light. In the current system, the popular vote figures that go into the books for presidential elections are not scrutinized with anything like laser beam precision. Once officials are sure who has won the electoral votes in their state, the rest of it gets scant attention. Take away the Electoral College and all that changes. In a close national race, what are now irrelevant absentee ballots from California all of a sudden become very relevant, as do the paper precincts in the remotest hills and hollers of Appalachia, not to mention those bellwether polling places in Montgomery County, Illinois. An election is, in some sense, an opinion poll, and like a poll, it has a margin of error. Whenever the results are within the margin of error, as they were in 2000, figuring out the winner is going to be a contentious matter. We do it by state now, which focuses the contention and provides a way to bring closure to the process. It also results in someone like Bob Graham getting into the next presidential race. Although, candidates don't always carry their home states. In fact, if Al Gore had carried Tennessee in 2000, he would have won even without Florida, which, whatever else it might have meant for America, would have ended Senator Graham's long-shot presidential campaign before it even started.
Political consultant Jay Bryant writes The Optimate online.